Today, household financial confidence firms a tad. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. We've released the latest in our series of Household Financial Confidence Index reports to the end of August 2019. The reading this month was just a little higher at 85.45 compared with 85.43 last month, but is still well below the 87.69 back in 2015, which was the previous low, and is significantly below the neutral setting of 100. No wonder households are not spending. Across our wealth segments, those owning property mortgage-free remain the most confident, while those with mortgages are less confident, along with renters. Within the property segments, owner-occupied borrowers are a little more confident this month as the mortgage interest rate cuts work through. Property investors are still well below the property inactive group as rental streams are easing back and values of high-rise apartments in particular are being questioned thanks to the recent coverage of faulty construction and flammable cladding. In most centres, those seeking to rent have more choice and lower rental options than a couple of years back. Across the states, the confidence factor is clustered as New South Wales and Victoria continue to weaken, while South Australia and Western Australia both move a little higher. And looking at the moving parts within the index, job insecurity rose further in the month, up 1.38% to 38%. We continue to see higher levels of underemployment and unemployment as employment fragments, reflecting the changing working environment, gig economy jobs, plus falls in the retail and construction sectors. More jobs are in the lower paid healthcare and aged care segments, and the drought is also causing issues now for some. Savings are taking a battering as bank deposit rates continue to tumble and other households continue to raid savings to maintain lifestyle. There is, of course, limits to how long this can go on for. More than 3 million households rely on income from deposit accounts, and some are considering more risky options, while others have decided to sit tight and just spend less. Again, the myopic focus on mortgage rates misses the issues many savers are facing. Lower mortgage interest rates have provided some relief to mortgage borrowers now, up 0.68% this month to 3.12%. However, many households remain gridlocked with large outstanding debts, which often include credit cards as well as a mortgage. 47% are less comfortable than a year ago, and refinancing is available to some, but those with negative equity or higher loan-to-value loans are locked into more expensive loans. Incomes remain under pressure, with 5.32% of households reporting higher real incomes than a year ago, up 0.57% compared with last month. But 51.1% reported real incomes have fallen in the past year, and 40.8% said there had been no change. The recent changes to weekend rates and healthcare rates in Victoria are showing, and public sector employees continue to do better than the private sector. Cost of living remains a black spot, with the official CPI just not reflecting the lived experience of many households. 91.6% said real costs were higher than a year ago. And the rising price of vehicle fuel, healthcare and childcare costs, plus energy bills and rates, all registered as significant issues. And everyday costs are also higher. Net worth has risen for 24% of households over the last year, up from 21.84% the prior month. However, 46.8% reported a lower net worth than a year ago, thanks to lower property values, changes in share prices, and lower levels of savings. So in summary, the recent moves in property prices higher in some locations is having a net positive effect on households' financial confidence, which illustrates the extent to which property is wired into household balance sheets, at least for those who own property. The critical question is, of course, whether this will turn into a bull trap as the international environment worsens, or whether the recent moves to cut rates and reduce lending standards will have a material positive impact on household financial confidence ahead. Plus, of course, all the spruiking. That said, cost pressures, income pressures and lower returns for savers are still having a significant impact, and the housing sector alone will not turn household financial confidence around. The journey back to a neutral level will be long and hard won. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.